Hey there. I just moved in right next to you and wanted to say hello and get to know my new neighbor. Oh, what a charming name that is. I am very glad to meet you. My name is Yunyuan, and as said, I just moved here. And as you probably already saw, I'm an elf. But just treat me like everyone else, really. All this nonsense about us being stuck-up royals is so outdated. So just see me as me, okay? Why did I move here? Oh, I just wanted to at least once in my life live in a big city. It has something so magical to it, so different from home, so exciting. But I would lie if I would say it isn't confusing. Right? There are so many signs, and everything is so bright and loud. Though I think that is what makes it fascinating in the first place. Yesterday, I saw the city for the first time at night. It's beautiful. You also enjoy the night? So we are comrades in mind. So, comrade, would you like to have a cup of tea with me? I would love to keep chatting with you, but I have to admit that it is a bit too cold to stand in the hallway. Oh, no worries. I invited you. You would not oppose. In fact, I would really enjoy your company, and the tea is done already. So, is that still a no? Great. Follow me then. Welcome to my new home. You're my first visitor, in fact. My family is far from here. And since getting all my stuff moved from there to this place, it was way too stressful. I just bought everything I needed here and got it all installed before moving in yesterday. No, of course I got my belongings, but things like my bed or my wardrobe were just too big to take with me. Also, this really does feel like a new start. Let me get you the tea. Feel free to sit down. Do you like cream or sugar with your tea? Got it. I'll be right back. How long have you lived here, if I may ask? Oh, for a while. Then you can help me out with figuring out where to go grocery shopping and such. Great, if you have time, that is. I don't want to take away your precious free time. You'd love to help? Great, here's your tea. But be careful, it is still very hot. So, you said you moved here some time ago. Are you a local here, or? Oh, you moved here as well? What made you move here? Just wanting to get out into the big world? Then the two of us are basically the same, only that you had a head start before me. Don't leave me behind, okay? Do I feel out of place here? Why? Because I'm you or because I'm an elf? No, shh. Everything's fine. I'm not offended. It is true that there are very few elves that have moved into the bigger cities yet, but I must say I had no bad interactions with humans yet. Well, there is one thing, but I think it does not happen with bad intentions, so I don't want to say anything when it happens. But you humans seem oddly interested in our ears. I notice many humans looking at my ears, even in a conversation with me. Yes, I noticed. But again, worry not. I am not upset. It's just a bit embarrassing having someone look at you this intensely. Do you have any questions? No? Well, okay. But if you ever get curious, you know where I live. How rural was the place I was living at before? Oh, you couldn't imagine. It was such a small village, right in the middle of a deep forest. No, not really. It was a small town in the south. It was rural, don't get me wrong. Just not what you probably expected. Oh, look at you getting flustered. How cute. If you want, I can show you a photo from back home. I should have a photo book right in the drawer right here. Wait, no. Don't look there. Yes, these are to clean my ears. It's necessary for us, okay? I actually need these. Huh? You are not weirded out? You think it's cool? Really? ASMR? Wait, I think I heard about that before. Is it like a spa? No? Then what is it? Can you explain it to me? And how do they clean your ears? They don't really clean your ears? I don't think I can follow. Oh, yes, please. I would love for you to show me what this ASMR is. Oh, I don't think I really understand what's going on. A bit there. You need headphones for the best experience? I see. Then I will try to get some. Yes, of course I want to learn more about it. It seems like something fun. A virtual ear cleaning. Speaking of ear cleaning, have you ever gotten your ears cleaned in a non-virtual way? No? I see. And would you like to try it out? Aw, so flustered again? You really are cute. But no worries. I won't do anything you would not enjoy. I was just thinking, I never used my tools on a human before. I'm curious to what your reaction may be to them. And since you already listened to virtual ear cleaning, I thought I might give it a try and ask you. I feel comfortable around you already, so I would not mind doing something like that for you. But I guess it is something a bit intimate, so I could understand if you would not like that idea since, you know, you only just met me and I'm the new neighbor after all. But hey, it's still a good bonding thing, you know, neighbor meets neighbor. Sorry. Sorry if I'm a bit bored. I just get a bit carried away sometimes. You wouldn't mind? Really? Great. Then lie down, please. Put your head right on my lap. Oh, shut up and just do it. And don't act like you aren't a bit flustered. Let me start with this. Getting your ears moisturized is important after all. I will start touching your ear now, okay? Oh, that was a sweet noise. It seems humans are just as sensitive when it comes to their ears, huh? You're just nervous? Oh, don't be. I will be gentle. You have very interesting ears, human. So different from mine. Small and round. Fascinating. Does this feel good for you? Yeah? Good. I'm glad you enjoy this. It is very interesting for me as well. Do you think I can try one of the tools now? All right, try to relax. This is so exciting. I never saw an ear like yours. And yet, it feels like the tools we use for our ears fit yours perfectly as well. But I can see that you're not keeping your ears in check as much as you should, mister.
close your eyes if you want. Just try to relax, okay?
All right. I start with spraying your ears again, just to give you a warning. Say, why do you let me do this? I would never complain about it. I was just thinking. We don't really know each other. We elves are very open to skinship. But I heard you humans are a bit more... No, not that. A bit more shy about yourself. Is what I would have said. So how come you trust this strange elf girl that just moved in next door? Can you say that again? Oh, a good chance to get closer with me. Is that something you'd like, human? Yeah. Did someone just admit something in because your face is so flustered. ears are all clean now. Yes, you can open your eyes again. Hello there. My, your face is so precious right now. Come here. Thank you for letting me do that. I had a lot of fun. And sorry if I was teasing you a bit too much. I just got a bit, you know, into it. You had a great time? Yeah? Good. Is there something you want to say? Oh, don't be like that. You can ask me anything. To touch my ears? I mean, I guess it's only fair. But be gentle, okay? They are very sensitive. No, it's okay. I just haven't had anyone touch my ears in a long time. Okay. Enough. You gotta feel happy. Cheeky brat. Ew, it's cold. Ugh. I gotta get a new cup of tea. I'll make a new one for you as well. Same as before. Got it. And before I go, don't think you can win against me, you hear? I'll go get the tea then. And in the meantime, you try to stop looking so flustered by the time I come back.